It's Thursday, June 23rd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Speaking to a group of 900 evangelical leaders gathered in New York City, evangelist Franklin Graham said Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is a better option for America than Hillary Clinton, despite his flaws. Trump's campaign has announced a faith and cultural advisory committee to include Dr. James Dobson, Michelle Bachman, Southern Baptist pastor Ronnie Floyd, Kenneth Copeland, and Jerry Falwell Jr. The Worldview spoke to Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association, about the meeting with Trump.
The meeting was purposeful, and I think it was a good thing to do. Anytime someone wants to meet with us, a Christian leaders, and they may be the next leader of the free world, I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. If they genuinely want to hear from you, then I think you need to go meet with them. So I think from that point of view, it was good to go and meet with Mr. Trump.
The Worldview also spoke to Terry Schilling, executive director of American Principles Project.
There were two major highlights that I saw at the meeting. The first and I think most important highlight of the meeting was Donald Trump's doubling down on his pledge to nominate pro-life justices to the Supreme Court of the United States. Secondly, Donald Trump also made a pledge to protect religious freedom, but most specifically the tax-exempt statuses of churches and politically involved pastors. Both of those things were huge deals, and they affirmed to me that he's an acceptable candidate for the presidency of the United States over Hillary Clinton.
Donald Trump criticized his Democrat rival Hillary Clinton yesterday for taking millions of dollars from countries that oppose homosexuality. The Clinton Foundation has taken $25 million from Saudi Arabia. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. 2 Samuel 23:3. United Nations-funded schools are training children in Arab nations to wage jihad against their Jewish neighbors. A video recently released by the Center for Near East Policy Research exposes schools funded by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. Kids are provided with military training, and students in the schools are shown celebrating the murder of Jews. Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado told Fox News, "It is unacceptable that the international community, including the United States, is funding this." England faces an important vote today, whether or not they will stay with the European Union. According to Christian Headlines, hundreds of Christians gathered in Parliament Square earlier this week to pray for the future of the nation. Polls indicate an almost even split. May righteousness and liberty prevail. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Oscar Rodriguez says he was forcibly removed from a flag-folding ceremony by uniformed men for mentioning God. Rodriguez was asked to provide the speech for the retirement ceremony, and he prefers the traditional pre-2005 wording that includes the words, quote, "Let us pray that God will reflect with admiration the willingness of one nation in her attempts to rid the world of tyranny, oppression, and misery. God bless our flag. God bless our troops. God bless America," unquote. First Liberty Defense is demanding an apology from the Air Force on Rodriguez's behalf. 1 Peter 4:16 says, "If anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name." Former Speaker of the House of Representatives and Wheaton College graduate Dennis Hastert will begin his 15-month prison sentence for a tax law technicality called structuring cash withdrawals. The bank withdrawals were related to hush money payments to cover up his past of sexual abuse. U.S. District Judge Thomas Durkin called Hastert a, quote, "serial child molester," unquote, during the trial. A Kentucky Senate bill will allow county clerks like Kim Davis a religious exemption should they conscientiously object to putting their names on a marriage license for homosexuals. Kim Davis made news headlines last year when she was jailed for refusing to issue marriage licenses to those living in a state of unnatural relations with the same sex. At this point, all legal proceedings against Davis have been dropped. Studies by German scientists found that listening to Mozart can actually lower your blood pressure. It's as effective as physical exercise or even removing salt from the diet. The study also showed pop music by the Swedish group ABBA to have no effect on blood pressure. If you're concerned about blood pressure, maybe turn on some Mozart. Praise God for the effects of beautiful music. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Psalm 139:14. And that's the worldview on this Thursday, June 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.